House Speaker John Boehner was unable to convince his own party to support his Plan B solution to the fiscal cliff. Now, House Republicans are headed home for the holidays with no deal in sight. Joining us live is Marty Cady, congressional editor for Politico. Marty, what happened here? How did this fall apart?
Well, John Boehner cannot control his Republican conference. That's the bottom line here. This was actually supposed to be the partisan bill, the Republican bill that says we're only going to raise taxes on millionaires. And, by the way, we're also going to roll back parts of Obamacare. We're going to recalculate food stamps. There was some other stuff that had no chance of going anywhere in the Senate or being signed by the president. But John Boehner could not control a few dozen of the newish, more conservative Tea Party folks who said, we will not vote on a tax increase ever, period. So you basically have an irresistible force meeting an unmovable object, and we're, 10 days away from the fiscal cliff.
Marty, how much does this change the dynamics now of the negotiations? Does this strengthen the hand of President Obama as well as leaders in the Democratic Senate?
Yeah, I mean, Boehner loses all sorts of leverage in that he shows that he can't bring his majority to the fore to actually negotiate something that can pass. I mean, Obama really doesn't have to do anything. What's the incentive for Obama to go closer to Boehner, since Boehner couldn't even get a baseline bill out of his chamber? So I don't know what's going to happen. No, anyone who says they can see a deal in sight now is full of it, because this thing is in chaos. There are some options, though, of trying to get a tax bill with more Democratic votes in the House if Boehner decides to basically hand the keys to the House on this topic over to Nancy Pelosi. That seems unlikely, but it's one option.
So what happens in the short term? The House Republicans have left town.
They're gone. Well, what can they do here? They can't get a bill out of their own chamber, so they went home for Christmas. The Senate is off for Christmas, and many of them are going to Daniel Inouye's funeral in Hawaii on Sunday. So we think they'll come back a couple days after Christmas, around the 27th, and try to negotiate some more. There's a very good chance that we go over the fiscal cliff and all of our taxes go up in January, on top of a number of other spending cuts and tax increases. Unless Republicans completely and totally relent and decide that they're just going to let something else through, we're in trouble.
With just a few days and hours remaining once they do return to town, assuming that happens, is there a possibility of passing some sort of stopgap measure and punting all of the hard decisions to the new Congress coming in next month?
There's always the chance that they'll do a Band-Aid measure if they think they're close to some deal. But that we're already in this situation because they punted. They punted the fiscal cliff for a year, and the year before that, they punted it for a year. So, I mean, all of these decisions keep getting punted. It's no way to run a government, but it seems to be the only way that Congress knows how to do business in a divided Washington.
Marty Cady, congressional editor for Politico. Thanks so much.
Thank you.